It is such an interesting one. It is a fascinating topic, and one of the first things I wanted to ask you is how common is it? It's more common than you might think. There's a certain aspect of it that's kind of unavoidable in the team environment, right? Management typically does get credit for the work that their team has done. Hopefully, you have a great manager turns around and share that credit, but it doesn't always happen that way. But when you have a colleague who is actually actively taking credit for your work, taking ownership of it, that can be a huge problem for your career. I mean, your accomplishments are kind of like currency in the workplace. The more you accumulate, the further ahead you are going to get. And if someone is stealing your currency, that's a problem, right? And you have to know how to self-promote, but you don't want to be that person. So what do you do? There is a few things. First, stuff. You want to address it with the person right away, because you never know. I mean, give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe this was unintentional. Maybe it was a mistake and they didn't even realize they were doing it. It could be a really easy fix. If it was intentional, then by addressing it, you are showing them that you are not just going to ignore the situation. And then you actually brought up a really good point too about self-promotion, right? Because we all want to be humble. We don't want to be arrogant or anything like that, or actions should speak for themselves. But the problem is that makes it really easy for people to come along and take credit for your work. So you want to talk about what you are working on, the progress. You are making all of your great accomplishment. The more vocal you are, the harder it is to take things from you.